Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into some really dense notes someone shared with us. Came straight from one of those high-level show-and-tell events.
Oh, yeah, the ones with Microsoft, Neo4j, AI Alliance,
yeah,
the big players.
Exactly. And our listener pulled out this core challenge around AI governance. Essentially, it's this. AI is getting hyper-adaptive, way beyond simple automation. So how do we, you know, govern that? How do humans stay in charge, setting the intent without just becoming a bottleneck?
Right, it's that classic tension, speed versus safety. And the notes, well, they immediately point to two main frameworks. There's the one we mostly know, HITL, human in the loop.
Human in the loop, where a person signs off on things.
Pretty much. The human's the final decision maker for, well, almost everything. But then there's this other model gaining ground, SITL.
System in the loop.
SITL.
Okay.
And yeah, the listener's notes reflect this initial maybe fear that SITL means the machines just take over, that, you know, human intuition, creativity, gut feeling gets sidelined.
Right. Because if the system's constantly changing itself, how does a person even keep track, let alone control it? But as we'll see, this deep dive suggests it's not really an either situation.
Exactly. It's about a blend, a more sophisticated architecture.
Okay. So let's ground these concepts first. HITL. Human in the loop. The notes define this pretty clearly, right? Human authority, AI does specific tasks, stops for approval.
That's the one. Its main goals are predictability and compliance. Makes audits easier, you know, very linear. You can see who approved what, when.
And the analogy they used was good HITL is like a waterfall control model in software development.
Yeah, safe, rigid steps. But the downside is if the world changes or the AI sees something weird.
The whole thing grinds to a halt, waiting for that human check. Slow.
Precisely. And that's why SITL, System in the Loop, came about. It flips the control structure.
How so?
Well, with SITL, the human sets the big picture stuff first. The intent, the policies, the rules of engagement, the authority limits.
Okay, the guardrails.
Exactly, the guardrails. And within those, the system manages its own adaptation. It executes, it learns, it adjusts. So the focus shifts. It's less about step-by-step compliance and more about adaptivity and using continuous feedback. The AI optimizes itself to reach the goal the human set.
That's a key distinction. It's not AI bossing people around.
Not at all. It's humans delegating autonomy, but within very specific predefined boundaries.
So instead of AI, may I do step three, it's more like AI, achieve goal X, and whatever you do, don't violate constraint Y or Z.
You got it. And that delegation is what allows these systems to be truly agile. Responsive, learning, improving constantly.
Okay. Agile makes sense, like continuous course correction.
Right. The system can run these really fast, complex loops of self-modeling and execution, things humans just couldn't oversee in real time. It makes the AI more like an agile team member, not just a simple tool.
Okay. But let me play devil's advocate. An AI that adapts that fast, even with rules, doesn't that feel inherently risky, especially now while the tech's still maturing? Are we just training safety for speed?
That's the critical question, isn't it? And the answer seems to be no. You don't have to make that trade-off if you architect it correctly.
Yeah.
The really robust systems aren't pure HITL or pure SITL.
They're a mix.
Yeah, they blend them. It's a layered approach. The sources sometimes call it HISL, human and system in the loop.
A HISL.
Okay, let's unpack that. This sounds like where the real governance happens, keeping humans central while still getting that speed.
It seems to work through three main layers. First up is the intent layer.
Cool.
This is pure human territory, setting the mission, the strategy, and crucially, the ethical lines, the constraints. The system needs to understand and align with this layer.
Hold on. If the human sets the intent, how do we ensure the AI actually interprets it correctly? What if it misunderstands an ethical rule? Say its definition of safety is subtly wrong. How's that caught before it starts executing in the next layer?
Great point. And that's why this idea of meaningful human control is so important, especially in fields like defense. Control is meaningful not because someone pushes every button.
But because the human defines the purpose and the non-negotiable limits right up front, in that intent layer, any fuzziness there has to be clarified by a human before the system gets delegated tasks.
Okay, so intent layer is human definition and clarification. What's layer two?
Layer two is the execution layer. This is where SITL really lives. The system is adapting, acting in real time.
And the human role there?
It shifts. You're not actively deciding each step. You're more like monitoring for anomalies, watching the system operate within its boundaries.
But just monitoring. Isn't there a risk people tune out, like loss of situational awareness until something goes wrong?
That's definitely a known challenge with automation, absolutely. Automation complacency, they call it. But that leads us to layer three, the oversight layer.
Ah, the safety net.
Exactly. This function is like the HITL checkpoint. It gets triggered automatically if certain thresholds are crossed. Maybe the system's confidence drops or it encounters something totally unexpected.
And then the human jumps back in.
The human is pulled back into the loop for validation, for compliance checks, for auditing outputs that fall outside the system's predefined comfort zone.
Okay, so HISIL sounds like the practical way to do human intent-driven AI. The AI executes adaptively, but it's fenced in by policy and watched over by humans ready to step in.
That's a good summary. But to make this whole thing safe, especially that SITL execution layer, there's one technical piece that's absolutely essential. It's like the linchpin. The sources really hammer this home. Quantified uncertainty.
Quantified uncertainty sounds technical, but you're saying it's the key safety valve? How does it work?
Well, basically, it forces the AI to tell you how sure it is about its own answers or actions. It doesn't just give a result, it gives a result with a confidence score, a
It's
probability.
a medical example they use.
Exactly. It's the difference between an AI saying, this patient needs procedure Z, versus saying, based on everything I see, there's a 65% probability procedure Z is the best option. That 65% changes everything.
Yeah, it shifts the responsibility back to the human, but with more data.
Right. It frames the AI's output as a suggestion with a level of confidence, not a command.
There was that quote in the notes too. What the model does not know is of higher value than what it knows.
That's it. Because uncertainty isn't a bug here, it's a feature. It's a crucial signal for human intervention. Quantified uncertainty is how the AI says, hey, I'm getting out of my depth here.
So if that confidence number, that probability dips below a certain level, say that the humans in the intent layer decided anything below 80% confidence needs review.
But then the system automatically stops its dynamic SITL process for that specific task or decision.
And escalates.
It escalates immediately to human review. It triggers that layer three oversight, the HITL check. It's often called human on the loop in this context. Think about autopilot in a plane. The autopilot is SITL during smooth flight, right? Handling minor adjustments. But if turbulence hits hard, or a sensor gives a weird reading, high uncertainty alarms go off, and the human pilot is expected to take direct control. That's the HITL override kicking in because uncertainty spiked.
That makes a lot of sense. It grounds the theory. But okay, this HISIL structure, this reliance on quantified uncertainty, does it actually work in the messy real world? Are companies really doing this?
Oh, absolutely. It's pretty much becoming the standard for anything high stakes. Think about autonomous driving in aerospace. Companies like Waymo, Tesla, Airbus. Their systems are using SITL for a lot of the real-time navigation and control, adapting to traffic, speed changes, tiny steering adjustments.
But the safety driver or the pilot or a remote operator, they need to know when to jump in.
Precisely. And that uncertainty quantification is the trigger. If the self-driving car's sensors suddenly have low confidence about, say, an unexpected object in the road or a complex unmapped construction zone,
It flags it.
it flags it, slows down, or escalates the decision. The adaptive SITL control is always subject to that immediate HITL override or monitoring check when uncertainty rises.
Okay. What about other areas like healthcare?
Healthcare is another big one, and often more legally formalized. You've got AI suggesting diagnoses or complex treatment plans based on vast amounts of data. That's the SITL part.
But surely a doctor has to approve it.
Always. Every significant action requires HITL validation. The notes mentioned the EU AI Act actually codifies this for high-risk AI applications. The human clinician retains the final authority, legally and ethically.
Makes sense. And defense, I imagine, has similar principles.
Very much so. The principle of meaningful human control is central there. Humans define the mission goals, the rules of engagement. The AI can adapt tactics within those rules, but it absolutely cannot redefine the mission or act beyond its explicit authorization.
Okay, so this structure handles operational risk, but one last governance piece. If the system is adapting locally, who gets to change the overall rules? Can the AI decide, hey, this policy isn't working, I'm changing it?
Good question. That usually requires what the source is called a tiered autonomy model. Basically, the ability to change rules depends on the type of rule. Well, for operational low-risk stuff, think maybe a recommendation engine tweaking its own parameters slightly to improve click-through rates. Within its existing budget, the system might be allowed to update those policies autonomously, SITL. It's optimizing locally within safe limits.
Okay, minor tweaks are fine.
But for strategic or ethical, high-risk changes, things that affect safety, legal compliance, core ethical constraints.
Like changing the safety limits themselves.
Exactly. Or redefining a core ethical principle. That absolutely requires escalation. The system might propose a change, but it kicks into an HITL mode. It needs sign-off from human authority, probably quite high up.
So it's like agile governance for AI. The system can evolve locally, learn quickly.
But it can't unilaterally rewrite the Constitution, so to speak. The fundamental rules remain under human control.
Evolution without revolution.
I like that. It provides accountability at different levels throughout the AI's lifecycle.
This has been super helpful. So for you listening, the big takeaway seems to be that governing adaptive AI isn't about choosing HITL or SITL. It's about the blend, HISL. That layered structure, intent, execution, oversight, provides the framework.
Right. And the critical mechanism that makes it safe, that keeps humans ultimately accountable, is quantified uncertainty. It turns the AI's limitations into an explicit signal for us to step in.
And, you know, thinking about how we even got here, you, the listener, went to this event, gathered complex info, maybe even used an AI tool to help synthesize your notes for us.
Yeah, that whole process is actually a perfect example of this augmented intelligence idea in action, isn't it?
Also.
Well, the human you provided the essential context, the intuition about what was important at the event, the reflection. The AI assistant likely helped structure it, pull out the technical details, synthesize dense information.
Right. Human context, AI synthesis.
Exactly. And that collaboration is what takes raw notes, raw observations, and turns them into something more structured, more like transferable wisdom.
That's a great point. Which leads to maybe a final thought to leave you with.
Go on.
If AI assistants are getting really good at the synthesis part, pulling things together after the fact, what skills do we humans need to double down on?
Good question. Maybe it shifts the focus. If the AI handles the synthesis, maybe our highest value becomes the quality of the initial input we provide.
Better observation. Deeper reflection. Being better at capturing the crucial context that the AI can't see.
Precisely. Ensuring our initial take is rich and meaningful enough for the AI to even work with effectively. It's less about just knowing facts, perhaps, and more about understanding and conveying the purpose, the nuance, the why behind them.
Food for thought. So go explore your own sources, look at systems around you, and start asking, where's the HITL? Where's the SITL? And most importantly, how is uncertainty being handled? We'll catch you on the next deep dive.